Would like to please join me, God. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change things I can, wisdom to know the difference. It's that wisdom part that always trips me up. Hi, everybody. My name is Steve Hess. I am a compulsive eater. I'm a compulsive doer of everything. Welcome to the Monday, Thursday, Men's Stag Attitude of Gratitude sneak peek meeting. So all are welcome here tonight. This is the Monday, Thursday Men's Stags. Again, I'd like to welcome you all. We have a great panel. And let's see, I think I'll just go through a little business here. The agenda will be like we'll each share for about 8 minutes or so on pause for the miracles, but it's a men's stag, so you will get whatever you get. And my kids would say, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. So that's where we're going to lead off. I'll let these gentlemen introduce themselves. Again, my name is Steve Hess. I'm a compulsive eater. I'm just going to go ahead and start, guys, and I'll pass it down and we'll wrap it up. We've got John, Peter, and Terry on the panel as well.
I know you know us. Are we going to qualify a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just going to do it like we do. I'm going to make this stuff up. Yeah. 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 No, we're going to pass the mic down. So that's kind of, we'll settle up with him later. Okay. Okay. I think we'll try to keep it around about eight minutes or so. So we get some time for questions here at the end. So again, Steve H, compulsive eater. I do have to speak. I have to break the rules right out of the start because that is the way that I do things. I have to speak about my other addictions because they are all blended together. I can't separate them. So that's just the way that it is. But I'll be quick. I drank myself into total and complete organ failure into a life flight helicopter in 6 weeks in a coma at UCLA, where they cut me open, massaged my heart, and saved my life, for which I am grateful. That was in February of 2010, and my sobriety is in September. So I drank afterwards. Okay. I ate myself into two heart attacks, not one, but two. My best thinking got me here. Okay. You can just see that old Steve, there was no place in old Steve's life for a pause. I didn't pause for anything. So I found some sobriety in my life and started to develop, a better life. And I'll kind of fast forward a little bit here to my time in CEA. How I came in after two heart attacks, I was speaking to my AA sponsor, and he said, "Hey, I think you should maybe follow me to this meeting called CEA How." And I went, and I found a lot of people who had the same experience as me. I sat down. I got abstinent on Zoom, 100%. Okay, and I remember thinking, "Wow, that how hard it would have been to maybe get sober on Zoom." But it turns out it works. Turns out that the application method doesn't really matter as much as the process itself. So I sat down, I took the cotton out of my ears and put it in my mouth, and I listened. I took some direction. I asked a man to be my sponsor, which, as you all know, is like asking a man to be my Valentine. And I just got started. And along the way, somehow I became a guy that didn't have to eat a box of ice cream sandwiches every day. Because that's how I started my day. I started my day with a box of ice cream sandwiches. So I'm going to fast forward a little bit. So along the way, I'd had some experience with the 12 steps, but along the way, this new Steve kind of started to emerge. And I look at my time in CEA How as kind of the graduate program of my 12 steps. But I matured there. I found more structure. I did the things that my sponsor asked me to do. If there hadn't have been the vanity of losing some weight, I've lost 65 pounds. So I'm in my abstinent date is 120/121. I like the way that sounds. Okay. I just, I'm going to keep it. It rhymes well. And I'm going to keep that one. And I defend it. So part of my program is just defending that date. You know, what is that? What does that mean? I'm sorry, I'm looking at somebody who was a big part of my early sobriety. So what does that mean? So I come to a meeting and I defend that date. But I'd started to lose some weight, you know, right off, which was great because I, you know, came for the vanity kind of a thing, you know, stayed for the sanity. And I started doing my questions, and a new version of Steve started to emerge that had some place for pause. And I want to kind of get to this because this is really important. So as my kids say, you know, new Steve, you know, started to emerge. And I became a guy that when I came into the room, you know, old Steve, people didn't know what version of old Steve you were going to get. We just left another meeting where we talked about anger, righteous anger. I love righteous anger. It was awesome. You know, my second favorite is the road rage thing. But my first favorite righteous anger is in the restaurant, because if I did it right, I could get a free meal out of the deal, right? Like a doubleheader, right? So I came along, I started doing my questions. I get up, what's my day look like now? I get up early, I start about 4:30, I text in my food, I read a little bit, I try to meditate, but I usually have to pee. So I get a little bit of meditation and a prayer, and I start my day. Run a business, I do my thing. In the afternoon, I start checking in with some of these guys. Some of them check in with me. I call my sponsor. I've got about an hour and a half of 12-step between my two programs. And I qualify for a bunch of other programs as well, but they kind of clean themselves up on their own. And then I hit a meeting or two, have an absent meal. I go to bed early, and I do it all, you know, again the next day. But I kind of want to get back to the pause. And here's the big difference with new Steve. New Steve can line up in the restaurant or in the grocery store, and I can stay in the line that I'm in. And I could not do that before. I would get in that line, and if somebody up there had the coupons or something, I would telegraph my disrespect for everyone in the room by picking up all my shit stuff and go into the other line with total disdain for everyone in the process. And I don't do that anymore. And it's because of all of you. All of you gave me a sense of grace and maturity and pause in my life to wait for that miracle. And I never had that. My other 12-step programs didn't bring that to me, but there's something about CEA how it's the questions, it's the commitment, it's the daily accountability that I have to my sponsor, my sponsees, other, all of you, people I just met. It's that accountability that I feel. So anyway, I want to thank you all for that. I want to thank you for building a better version of me through this program, for showing up for a meeting for me today. So I am Steve H., a compulsive eater, and I'm going to pass this on to my friend John here. Okay.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John. I'm a compulsive eater. And I want to thank Steve for asking me to join the panel here, and welcome everybody here, and welcome anybody that's new also or struggling. You know, this is probably the best thing that I'm doing right now, and the best thing that I've found, you know, to make life a better place for me and all of us. And anyhow, I, like many of us here, this may not be our first 12-step program. This was not mine. I was popped out of the womb, a troubled mentally person. And I was the oldest and very selfish and self-centered from the word go. And so my parents were challenged with me. And my sister now that I get along with very well, you know, I was not a really nice older brother to her. And then my brother came along after she did, but you know, he's 9 years younger. So by that time I got used to having to share, and I didn't mind sharing with him so much. And I even helped change his diapers. So yeah, it's like now, you know, maybe someday he'll change mine in a few years. But anyhow, it's a joke. But he's, you know, and so I get along today with my siblings. And you know, I was troubled, and you know, I got into the. My mother didn't have much sugar in the house. She was her mother was. My grandmother was a Vassar graduate, and my grandmother, and very intellectual. Now she smoked like a chimney, but in those days, smoking was, you know, okay. You know, in other words, they even doctor recommended it. I don't know if you remember those old commercials, doctor recommends this brand or whatever, you know. And so, you know, and sadly enough, she died. She was only 67. I'm 73 now. So, you know, I've outlived three of my four grandparents age-wise. So, you know, recovery has been a good thing for me. And, you know, and I've done it all. And, but we had a lot. I came from a fairly affluent family in Pittsburgh with plenty of money, country clubs, that sort of thing. We had everything but an airplane. And, but I just didn't fit in. And so, you know, I got into drinking, and then they had to send me to private school and things of this nature. And, but so I was not a heavy, I never got heavy as a child. And so I was a periodic, eater, compulsive eater. And then I was being in the private school, you know, you got to eat your stuff. They put it out in the middle like a bunch of, like we're a bunch of dogs, and you just grab the food, you know, when you're at private school. And I also went, they would send me to summer camps too. So the same type of thing. So I ate fast, and then I hung out with, you know, with a fraternity chef at my fraternities. I ended up going to school in upstate New York. And so I did hang out with the chef and drank ouzo and ate, you know, in the kitchen, but I didn't gain weight yet. And then what happened, I moved to Colorado, lived there for a while after I graduated, not with honors either from school, but I did graduate. I got sober when I moved then to California in 1985. And that's, you know, man, I went to the AT center, and then that's when the eating started going crazy. So then I just, you know, I, after gaining weight, I gained about 40, 50 pounds. You know, it made sense. I heard of OA. And so I went to AOA meeting, but it was a regular one, you know, the easy one. And I could see everybody was kind of complaining, and not that it's not a good thing. And then I thought, this isn't working for me. And so I went to another one, or I ran into a friend who'd lost a lot of weight, and we were on our motorcycles. And so he took me to, he says, I go to OA, and it was OA how? Well, that made a lot of sense to me. They had a food plan, and then they did have the seven tools. People stood up, the sponsors. That's what impressed me the most. People with lots of weight gain or lots of weight loss, rather, in sponsoring and all that. And so I did it, but for the vanity. So I only stayed for a year. And then, of course, you know, I had a bad moment, and I had stopped going to meetings, somehow led to know-how. And then I took that bite, and it took me 10 years to come back. I was like God's accordion. So, you know, I ended up returning to CEA-how which they changed the name because I was kind of trying to find the OA Hal and, you know, wasn't in the phone book anymore. That's how long ago it was, okay? You know, I didn't even have a computer or a cell phone. And so, you know, and I had gone to chiropractic college too. So this plan, I always thought was a good idea, but I had to acknowledge to my innermost self that I was, that I needed it. And then I proved it because I crossed that bridge of going over 200 pounds, which is 60 pounds more than I weigh now. I weigh 145, you know, that's what I weigh right now. And so I, this friend of mine, may he rest in peace, named Alex, that would, he was at, and he helped me start a meeting at the AT Center, but he invited me down to the Downey meeting. And wow, that, and back at, down at the old bank building, and Ray Z, our co-founder, was there. And that's, and I saw these people stand up. Some of the people, maybe, I'm looking around, but a few people here are at the convention that were at that first meeting when I went there that are still friends of mine. And you know what? I, at that point, because when I went there, I knew, and I heard those seven tools read, and I knew that I really had to put this program first. Because this program helped me with the beverage thing, see? But they will feed me there at that beverage group. So I need to focus here. Not that I don't go there, but I come here most of the time. And I knew that that's what I had to do. And, you know, that was April 9th of 2000 was my first meeting. And I have stayed ever since. Now, and then... I have now over 25 years on maintenance. And however, I got to tell you, due to honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, I have reset my time a few times when I got a little in. I didn't, you know, it's one thing you can make a mistake, but when you know that the mistake is there and you go ahead and do it anyhow, then that's that bad intention. And some, you know, I don't want to be one of these people that, you know, doesn't reset their time and start seeing the weight creep up because I'm really not deep down inside doing the right thing, you know. So, you know, that's why I would rather, you know, I recommend it. Oops, looks like I've got to wrap up, huh? Okay, 4 seconds.
4 seconds.
Oh, you stopped the clock. Okay. But anyhow, I just got to say that as my age and everything else, I'm in great shape. And everything I have today, really, and I mean, I'm not talking about only the physical, but the mental and spiritual, is all due to this program. And, you know, I keep doing it, and I ain't going anywhere. I might, maybe I'll reset my time again, but I'm not going to go anywhere. And I, you know, I sponsor not a whole lot of people, but a few. And some I've sponsored, you know, multiple years. They're all, they actually all could sponsor me at this point, you know. And, you know, we're like a team. And I love this program. And I'm glad you're all here. Many of you have helped me through the years. We all help each other. Thank God, as I said in another meeting, we ain't all crazy on the same day. Anyhow, I'm just babbling on and on, and he keeps us, he's being a good guy. All right, thank you. All right, we're all done. All right.
You'll pass that down, Peter.
All right.
Flying that down to
him. All right. There we go, Peter.
I want to thank you all. I'm Peter, compulsive overeater. And I always laugh when I say that because it sounds so funny. First, I want to thank my sponsor, Steve, for putting this together and asking me to be on the panel. Let me say one other thing. I'll stand up to... Well, when I started back in Hal, I was in the Howl before when it was OA Howl, and I was in for like in the late 80s, early 90s, and I was on my first convention, and I also led a workshop on how to love yourself. And I was going to do that this year, but something happened and I'm here doing this now. And when I started back in Howl in February 11th, 2024, I was wearing a size 50 pants for work. And now I'm wearing a, well, this is a 48, but I'm usually wearing a 40. And I'm here for the miracles that we are allowed and that we get. And well, I'll sit down there.
Sorry.
I'm also finding out the love that I have for myself is because of this program, and the love for all of you. I love all of you all over the United States and all over. And I'm also involved in Australia meetings on Saturday mornings or 1:30 in the afternoon. I mean, and that's a miracle too, because I never thought you could talk to people that are across the world, you know. And I feel the love from all of you, and I feel the love for myself that I haven't felt for a long time. And thank you for letting me speak.
My name's Terry, and I'm a compulsive eater.
Terry.
And I want to first thank the other panelists for sharing, for being part of the men's group that's so important to me. Men's groups, you know, we have a Monday and Thursday men's stag on Zoom, and it really means a lot to my recovery to be there. And like this, all these rooms, you know, come from all different walks of life, yet we have this commonality, this disease, but more importantly, the solution. You know, we have this solution and we share that. And I can get into compare and despair. I can get into, oh, well, he's a better speaker than I am. He's better this. He's got more money. My head can just go there, right? What I'm learning in this program is to pause. I'm learning to pause for recovery a lot. Recovery is in the pause, you know? Pause for the miracles. I love that, you know? Last year it was willingness is the key. I love that. I was here last year. I got my little key. I just love this program. You know, I first came here in 1994, and I say that's kind of a little misnomer. I came here in 1994, and to me, Howl was just another diet. You know, you had a food plan. I wanted it. I wanted to lose some weight. I was sober a long time already, but what I wanted was to look better. The vanity, not the sanity, right? And it worked for a little bit, right? Every diet I've ever done has worked for a little bit. But the solution is in what we do here. And in my belief, a lot of it is the tools, you know? And to work the tools, I have to pause many times a day. And I'm not good at pause. People that know me well. I'm like 100 miles an hour all day long, every day. And that's just, I when I hit my pillow at night, I go to sleep and really fast because I run so hard all the time. I've got a nervous, anxious personality, something that I don't really particularly enjoy about myself, but I agree that I've accepted that it is what it is. Thank you, someone in this room who recently shared from a podium that fact about themselves. And it was so freeing. You guys teach me to pause and just tell the truth, you know? I read a long time ago, Intimacy is me being me and letting you see me. That means I have to be honest, open, and willing to share myself with you. And I've spent most of my life not doing that. I had a feeling, I had a thought, and I would stuff it with whatever, X, Y, Z, Z being food, because it was the last to go for today. And I say for today because I don't know what tomorrow will bring, you know? I am so, so grateful to the men's groups because they're teaching me how to, you know, this program teaches me how to grow up. It's been doing that for a little while. So I went away after 94 when I stepped in here for a brief moment. I went away on a resentment. I never share this, but I'm going to share it real quick. There was a gentleman that became my sponsor then, and I won't name him because I know this is being recorded, and someone could know him. So he became my sponsor for a minute, 3 months, and I was telling him everything about me. I wasn't on step four, but I was doing step five every day, basically, because I was thriving for this connection that we get here that I didn't have in my other program. In my other program, I might go a long time in between conversations of meaning any real substance. So anyway, he says to my fiance at the time, maybe you shouldn't marry this guy because he's really effed up. I left on a resentment. And I stayed gone until 2016. And I got back because the fiance that I did marry after losing enough weight to look good in our wedding photos and who did become the mother of my children and who I did have separation with and ultimately divorce. And thank God for her process of recovery. And we met in another fellowship doing convention, doing service at a convention. But anyway, We were in recovery a long time. Thanks for her process, she came to the conclusion that food was really the core problem, or it was the core drug of choice. And I watched her. It was attraction rather than promotion. And I watched her change her life despite the crazy crap we were going through. She handled everything with such a decent, graceful attitude. And she's my Eskimo. She's my hero, and she's my friend, and she's my ex-wife. I was carrying her bag yesterday at the boutique, and someone said, oh, the wasband, or something like that. I was like, ah, I never heard that, you know? I was the wasband, and I am the wasband, and I probably am happy to have that experience. But something really clicked when I got to 2016, I got abstinent. I've been abstinent, thank God, since February 9th. No, excuse me.